And so, with that conversation, Sully seized on the second half of the sale. He knew what the two wine lovers would need to do in addition to forking over the greenbacks. At the end of the two-week publicity campaign, he called Mr. K and Mr. Wilson to his office at the bar and laid out the conditions.
Now, that doesn't seem reasonable, Mr. Sullivan.
I find myself forced to agree with Mr. K. Shouldn't we just be able to bid and bid until one of us drops out?
No. The bottle of wine the two of you want so badly is my possession. I can set any price on it I please. If I told you that the bottle would go to whoever did the best chicken imitation, you'd be obliged to do that.
Well, of course we would.
Well, what I'm asking is much simpler.
I don't know about this.
Well, then you're free to drop out, Mr. Wilson. Both of you are. I'm ignoring other offers because of the promise I made to the two of you 2 weeks back. If I choose to, I'll pour the wine down the drain right in front of your eyes. That should get rid of that pesky clog.
Don't do that, sacrilege! You wouldn't!
Oh, wouldn't I?
Oh, he'd do it all right.
Agreed.
Well?
But I don't even know who this Patrick Muldoon is.
That's part of the plan. I don't want him to know who you two are. I don't want him to know I've sent you.
Well, this is a rather bizarre condition. You have to admit that.
Mr. Wine, meet Mr. Drain.
Don't anger him, Kay, you idiot.
I'm sorry. Very sorry.
Apology accepted. So you agree to the terms of the sale?
And so it was agreed. The wine would be sold to the man who offered the better bid and did the best thing to improve the life of sorrowful Patrick Muldoon. Yeah, that's him right there. How's that? He's doing better now. You still okay with that drink? Peanuts? Okay, they're right there if you want them. Alrighty then. Let's be getting back to the story. It was a few days later that a very confused Patrick Muldoon bellied up to the bar.